بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. First question concerns the saying of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم: الحج المبرور ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة. That the مبرور حج, its reward is paradise. No other reward except paradise. So what is the meaning of al-mabrur? Al-hajj, the pilgrimage. Now what is the meaning of al-mabrur? The answer is, the hajj which is mabrur is that which comprises many descriptions. The first description, that it must be sincere to Allah Azza wa Jal. The person does not seek in that the praise of people or to acquire a certain description, particular description, or a title like Al-Hajj, Hajj such and such, meaning to be called Hajj, or any other description, or something from this worldly life, not seeking the hereafter, or the like. The second, that the pilgrim should be following in his way of Hajj. He should follow the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and therefore concludes the Hajj as the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam did it or permitted. And this is based on the saying of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam: من عمل عملا ليس عليه أمرنا فهو رد. Whoever does an act which is not in accordance with our matter, then it is rejected. And the Prophet ﷺ used to say, take from me your manasik, your rituals. So therefore becomes clear the necessity for the person intending Hajj to read the books on Hajj before he performs this duty, so that he can conclude it on basira, knowledge and proofs. And if he is unable to read, then he can acquire recordings from trustworthy scholars, and if this is not feasible, then he should ask the scholars of his country as to how to perform the Hajj. And the third description is that the expenses of Hajj must be of good means, good earning, and that is the evil earning is evil. So then person should seek the lawful means. That is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is tayyib, good, and does not accept that which is good. And the fourth is that the person should avoid the sins, whether these sins are related to the prohibited matters in the rituals or the general sins like ghibah, backbiting, lying and so forth, because of the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah verse 197. قال الله تعالى فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج. And from that is also to avoid causing crowds, pushing people, and Hajj is well known. So whoever intends to perform Hajj therein by assuming the state of Ihram, then he should not have sexual relations, nor commit sins, nor dispute unjustly during the Hajj. So also he should avoid the pushing and causing crowds at the Tawaf, or in Tawaf, or in the Sa'i, or at the Jamarat, or other than that, because causing harm to people is forbidden, from the forbidden methods. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Ahzab 33:58, والذين يؤذون المؤمنين والمؤمنات بغير ما اكتسبوا فقد احتملوا بهتانا وإثما مبينا. And those who annoy believing men and women undeservedly bear on themselves the crime of slander and plain sin. So he should not come to the Jamarat to throw the pebbles in a state of excitement and anger, as if those people in front of him are like sheep, having no concern to them. And from that is that the Hajj, the pilgrim should avoid smoking cigarettes. That is because smoking is forbidden, as evident from the text of the Quran and the general Sunnah. And if it is forbidden, then insisting upon it is one of the major sins. And if the pilgrims avoid smoking during the Hajj season, their bodies would get used to abandon it. And here it should be reminded that the reward of this Mabrur Hajj does not necessitate that Allah forgives what's due to people, meaning in terms of their rights. Those must be fulfilled. The rights of people must be fulfilled. So if someone took money from people and performed Hajj, and if he performs Hajj using other than this money which he took from the people, and if even he performs the Hajj perfectly in terms of sincerity and following, then his sin is not forgiven of taking this money from the people until he returns their rights. Consider martyrdom, for example. Martyrdom for the sake of Allah, and it is from the best deeds. If the martyrdom does not expiate the debt, then by all means the Hajj. So therefore, if there is debt on a person, then he should not perform the Hajj until he pays it. Unless it is a deferred debt and he is confident of paying it back on its time, when it's due. In this case, there is no harm for him to perform the Hajj. However, if the debt is immediate, not deferred, or that it is deferred but he is not confident from himself to pay it on its due time, then he should not perform the Hajj and should save this money to pay the debt. So therefore from this it is known that the Hajj, which is Mabrur, and now we know what Mabrur means, does not mean that it abolishes the rights of people. They must be returned to them, either by fulfillment or seeking that the person be freed from them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High, knows best.